Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Guess the Takes next hour, Hugh's favorite segment. You people, we'll get, check in with them before the show is over. I did hear a future Hall of Famer take a direct shot at Hugh Douglas yesterday, so we'll get to that as well. And of course, we're waiting to hear the sounder for Hugh's holiday stocking. When we do, your chance to figure out what's in that stocking for a great prize from Jack Daniels and Gerhardt's. All right, before we go back to the phones on all these topics, would you accept 3-2? Would you just sign up right now for 3-2? I mean, if you give me like some sort of magic thing where I know the Eagles go 3-2 and no worse, no better, I'm in. 11 wins, at least a number 3 seed, division title, home playoff game. Let's go. No gambling over here on this Friday. I got you're on your high horse, Douglas. High roller, Douglas. Whatever all the Douglas is.
I just want to be. I feel like that what you guys are wanting for is the hope. I want to be in control of my situation.
Just football guy, Douglas.
Man, I just want to be in control.
Tell him he'll
lie to yourself, Douglas.
Well, no,
I mean, if it's a lie, that means I don't deserve to be there. I mean, because I lied all season long. I've been a fraud all season. You know what I mean? No, that's what I'm saying. That's how I feel about it. Because to me, the way y'all talking about it feels like I backed into the playoffs.
No, 3-2 is not backing in.
No, that's hoping that Joe.
3-2 is winning. Joe. They
Joe,
started.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Well, hold on. The magic number is 3. They win three
listen,
games. That's
listen,
not a backing.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Well, maybe, but they've been limping the whole season on offense.
Listen to what I'm saying. We've had 2 weeks where this offense is looking up. Now we are okay, but yeah, but 2 weeks where it's really the chickens have come home to roost.
Absolutely.
And now we're sitting here and we're being comfortable. With, hey, I'll take 3-2 at this point. Because basically this is what you're saying. We don't look good. I just want to make it to the playoffs and hope it get better. That's not how it works.
Well, I've accepted that they are going to play. Like I said that earlier. The average Eagles game is 20-17. Now, they could win every 20-17 game. But every time you play one of those, you could lose them, right? It's called a toss-up game.
I hear you.
So what I'm doing is I'm trying to just say, let's get to the playoffs and see if we can win 3 toss-ups to get to the Super Bowl, rather than the next 5.
Hopes and maybes.
Well, but
I want to be the master of my destiny.
But other than the Raiders, guess what's a hope and maybe?
I want to be the commander of this ship.
Monday's a hope and maybe?
No.
The Commanders games. If we think the Commanders games are just going to be walkovers, we haven't watched the Eagles this year.
I'm not saying any of that, Joe.
But if you play 4 toss-ups, and once in a while, you know, you flip a coin 4 times, right? It might go 50-50. It might go 60-40, whatever. You roll it, do it 5 times. It might go 0-5. You guys are being very risky on this Friday.
Weren't we favored in the last 2 games that we lost?
Right, so it doesn't matter if they're favored.
No, but my point is this. We were favored for a reason, right? Because on paper, we're the better squad. We haven't played to our potential all year long. We've agreed to that. We've assessed that, right? So that's why I find it odd, because we're doing the if and maybe thing. No, I don't. That's not comfortable to me, because you're hoping that certain things happen your way so that you can go. No, you go out there and you kick everybody's ass on your schedule and you go into the playoffs hot. That feels better to me and say, hey, sure, man, we just backed in because Dallas lost. Because that's what we did. Yeah. Oh, Dallas lost. We got a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah.
And we're still not playing to our potential.
Maybe their potential is what we think it is. It's December.
I mean, that's not the standard that we've set for ourselves.
Well, I mean,
the
reality is reality. This is what they are at this point in the season.
And I refuse to believe
there
in reality.
It is. Now we've gotten back to our reality. All right. A big part of all of this, good, bad, or whatever, is the quarterback, how he plays the rest of the season. The Eagles need him to play better football if they're going to go 3-2, 4-1, 5-0, and then into the playoffs. Let's hear Jalen Hurts yesterday. For the first time, he was presented with the story, the report that he may not want to run as much, and he's made that clear to the team. Here is that exchange yesterday.
Reporting that maybe you're not as willing to run the ball this year. I was wondering if that's true, or if you approach a season the same way.
Yeah, if you don't mind me asking, what is how we come to that conclusion or rationalize that?
So it wasn't my reporting, but there's been reporting okay. that you don't want to run the ball as much this year.
Okay. I've always been focused on doing whatever, you know, it takes to win, and I've always put my energy on trying to bring a game plan and a strategy that week to life. So I'll continue to do that.
When you do your deep dive into the past, are you looking at the running game too? Is that part of it? I know you're more of a passing game, but
you look at everything.
That was in there life. Cut.
So I'll continue to do that.
That was it?
That was the back and forth, yeah. What did you make of it? So my...
That was it.
No, because
I... Expecting more?
Well, I yeah.
For, you expecting more like questions or more Jeff Jalen expounding?
Well, see, this is where I got to call Elliot out. First of all, Elliot, when he snapped back at you, you can't turtle up, dog. You got
to
go ahead.
Well, so to be fair to Elliot, though... Because he was, I think the way Jalen was presented, like, where did you hear that from? And well, Elliot has to tell him, I'm not the one who uncovered this. I read it.
I understand that. But Elliot, like, and the reason why I say Elliot backed up, because I understand that aspect of it. But there's data that shows that you haven't ran that much. Like, even I know that.
Yeah. So I guess it could have been, it was reported and.
The data back, that's all.
The stats
all.
Say you haven't run
like,
as much.
Elliot's still my man, but that's all because it sounded like, he challenged him.
Yeah, we did.
He challenged him. And
like, where's this coming from?
And then Jalen still didn't answer the question. He answered it in a way where he said, he didn't say, no, that's not it. He tried to couch it with, I'm still, you know.
Yeah, it was a filibuster.
Do what I'm trying to win.
It's from the Hugh Douglas school.
That's it. That's all. But he didn't answer the question.
So what I wondered as I heard it was... Is he frustrated? Like, let's unpack this from the beginning, right? There was two reports last weekend, one from Jimmy Kemsky, one from Jeff McClain. They've been covering the team for a long time. Both had independent things where they said they've heard that Jalen Hurts expressed that he didn't want to run as much anymore. Mm-hmm. I believe both that they were told those things, right? By who? I have no idea. But I believe they're reporting, right? They've been around the team for a long time, and when they report something like that, I'm sure there's a reason they heard it. Hugh, when I heard Jalen respond, I felt he was annoyed because there's only so many people that would have that information, right? Like, let's just play off the idea, it's absolutely accurate. He's not walking around the building telling everyone, hey, I'm not going to run as much this year, right? It's a select few group of people that know. Maybe his agent, Howie, the owner, Nick, Petullo, you know, maybe the quarterback coach, right? Like, because they have to know if that's kind of the new philosophy. So if I'm Jalen, I'm like, someone's telling that private conversation, they have now leaked that out.
In my new role as an analyst, one of the things that I have to strive always to be is fair and balanced.
That's how you win inside of the year. That's a big J journalist right here, everyone.
And when I hear Jalen say that, and Kyle, if you could pull up, what was the cut? I mean, where Joel Embiid talked about how, or was it a cut, or we heard him talk about?
I think we just had a
reporter.
Report. Yeah,
we just had a reporter. We had a report that he was looking for
the snitch.
Looking for the snitch.
Last year we got.
That sounded like that to me, because it's like instead of disputing what was said, you were asking where did you get that from, and that's to me that's acknowledging that there's a little bit of truth to that. Because the one thing that we know, and this is me, people are going to get mad, but this is me listening to what's being said.
That's what you do.
Because Jalen made it crystal clear, he doesn't really listen to the media or read what was said about him, correct?
Yeah, and I buy that.
So, and I buy it too. So now, he's inadvertently acknowledging that there was a conversation had about this. And he's like, well, who told you that? You know what I mean? That's what it sounds like to me, because he wanted to know where you got that information from. He's been asked questions about certain things before, and that might or might not be true, but that one right there hit home for him, and he was in his way. It's like, where you get that from? Who told you that? Like, basically, that's what he said. Who the hell told you that?
Because, again, to me, there's only very few people that would know that. I mean, it's not like everyone would know that was the request or the thought process before the season. So we'll see where it goes from here. 215-592-9494. They need his legs. I mean, we've been talking about this on this show for a long time. They need his legs. When we had Jason Avant on a couple days ago, he said Jalen without his legs is 40% less of a player. I mean, wherever you think Jalen Hurts is among quarterbacks, whether the last 5 years or just this year, whatever, you could argue with yourself about it. Is he 10, 12, 14, or 6? 40% less than that. Hugh, that's a major difference. There's been a lot of quarterbacks over the years that are dual threats. You take away one of the threats away, they're not the same player. So I hope he runs Monday. I hope if that was the thought before the season, that maybe we shift it now because now it's crunch time. You know what I mean? Like, we did this. We tried to run less. It's not working. Hugh, I hope now that we get down the stretch and these games matter more, that he and they are more willing to run him because it'll help.
Well, it doesn't fall in line with I'll do anything I can to help the squad win. And I'm not trying to
do it. Say the F word.
No, I'm not trying to say that Jalen's a fraud or anything like that. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, he said it. I go off of what he says, and there's been cuts where he said, "Hey, I'm going to do what it takes to help win football games," and if that's part of it, then that's part of it. So I don't know. But to be somewhat defensive, I'm not going to say he's defensive because, you know, people are like, he wasn't defensive. He was just wondering where it came from. Well, he was curious to where the report came from. That just doesn't sound like, you know.
Do you think Do you think there could be some delusion involved here?
It's always delusion.
Well, involved. Maybe he still believes he's doing what it takes to win games. Like,
Joe, you can't believe that.
No. Let me say this way. Do you think anyone has made it clear to him, without your legs, we're in trouble here, man? Because I could see him saying, I'm doing the best I can, right? But like, I don't know how it works when you have a dual threat quarterback that is moving away from being a dual threat. How do you be clear with like, hey, man, I get it, but we need this part of the offense. Otherwise, look what it looks like.
Can I tell you the aspect of this that I do know? Because I don't know what it's like to be a quarterback. But I do know this. Quarterbacks are treated way different than everybody else on the team. Mm-hmm. Like they are. And that ain't you ain't got to ask me. You can ask anybody that's ever played football at a high level that has played with a quarterback of Jalen's caliber. They're treated differently. And they're talked to differently. They're definitely talked to differently. That's why I don't know what I can tell you what the conversations were for me and my team means, and they were used a whole lot of curse words for the most part because I'm built for that. That doesn't bother me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But I would assume that with quarterbacks, with them being the face of the franchise and those guys being as sensitive as they are, the conversations are a whole lot different. So you're talking about somebody who has had the success that Jalen has had. I would venture to say that he has a lot of pull with the coaches and everybody as far as what everything looks like.
I agree. Before you finish, the Hard Knocks the other night, he was conducting the orchestra during practice. He was telling Saquon where to be. I agree. I think he has a ton of say with what the offense looks like.
So that's how I feel. So, and the fact that he said the offense is going to look like what he wanted to look like. So if, with all of that being said, if he wants it to be more of a run-centric offense and he's a part of the running game, I would think that he would have a say in that.
Yeah, and look, I get it. He wants to think about his long-term and not get hurt and all those kind of things. I'm cool with that if they could score 30 points without him running. But obviously, that's not the case. The offense has been stuck in mud the entire season. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. I don't think we've talked to this guy in a while. I think you guys went back and forth a few weeks ago. Dylan the Lions fan is up on WIP. Is this the same Dylan that Hugh and he had a little battle before the Lions game here? Or is this a different Dylan?
No, there was another Lions fan.
We have multiple Lions fans.
That has not called back since.
Oh, okay. So this is a different Lions fan.
Well, I had to tell Cowboy Jim, how about that D, baby? Big dose of D. That's what he got with them.
How about that D, baby?
Yeah, he got that last night. Well, we appreciate the work done by the Lions last night. A lot of tonsils being tickled.
I do got something to say to Hugh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do got something to say to Hugh. I think you're going to win inside of the year, and the Darius Slay thing is a grand slam. You don't even understand. He retires. He's going to retire an Eagle.
Mm.
So they will reunite in the end. That's all I got to say.
That could clinch it, Dylan. Guys. Yeah, that's Dylan, we appreciate it, man. Good phone call.
That's crazy. That would be crazy. That would be crazy.
I can't wait till you go to the jewelers with your, is it like a...
Cozy, Color Cut Clarity. Nameless plug. I'm going to get them to make me a pendant.
But is it, how big is the thing?
I don't know, because you know the price of gold is kind of high right now.
Yeah.
And I ain't fooling nothing that ain't real.
But you're an insider. I mean, you can high roller when you're an insider.
No, you can't. Yeah.
Is there an insider bonus? Is there an insider your bonus?
I don't know about that.
Mm. You should probably check on that.
Yeah, I need to figure it out, because I've been talking to the guy over there, Cozy, like, gold is pretty expensive, dog. So I got to, probably got put some money aside to help make this happen.
Well, you better not lose that $4 bet to Kyle.
It might take me a while to get it, though, but I'm going to get it.
No, you got to go day one.
It got to take me a couple months, because, like I said, gold is expensive.
You'll be fine. Andy in Deptford is up. What's up, Andy?
WIP.
Andy, what's up?
Be hot.
What's up, Andy?
Yo, Joe, man, sometimes, right, I think, like, when you say certain things, it's just like you got diarrhea of the mouth, because if we went 3-2 in these last five games, right, we're going to go in the playoffs in our last six games, 3-3, 500 going into the playoffs. No team ever wants to limp into the playoffs. I just wish, fans would start appreciating this era of Eagles football. It's the most winningest that's non-debatable. Last 8 years, we've been to three Super Bowls. We won one. It's the most winningest coach around, non-debatable, and it's the most winningest quarterback. And all I got to hear is fans call up, want to fire the coach. Joe, you had a show a couple days ago about wanting to see Tanner McKee.
Yep.
You know when I want to see Tanner McKee play?
Mm-mm.
Never. I don't ever want to see him get in a game, because if he gets in a game, that means our Super Bowl winning MVP franchise quarterback got hurt. So I don't ever want to see Tanner McKee get in a game. I just don't get the logic of some people around here. Like, do you
Andy, we have one of the worst offenses in the league. I mean, that's the logic this season. We have one of the worst
Joe,
offenses.
We're 8-4. Well, what about the Bengals, who are paying more money for their offensive players, and what's their record? I mean, what are we talking about? Like I said, you keep tiptoeing around what I started with. This the most winningest era of Eagles football.
Sure.
Non-debatable. I don't care what the offense is looking like.
But no one's debating
that. Most winningest era ever. It's a fact. It's not an opinion. That's a fact.
Sure.
So why don't we support the team rather than looking at any little thing to critique and break them down?
Well, isn't the goal to continue to win, or is it just to sit there and look at the record and say, look at the Eagles, they're 8-4? We want to continue to win.
Yeah, but you're the one that wants to make a claim that we want to go 3-2 and limp into the playoffs after already losing two games in a row. My math ain't the greatest, but that means we'll be 3-3, 500 going into the playoffs. Who wants to ever do that as a team? Well, answer that one for me, well,
but
big guy.
What I'd rather do is stop the bleeding, Andy. That trying to stop the bleeding and get us to the postseason.
How's that stopping the bleeding? You're going in 3-3 at 500. That ain't stopping the bleeding, my man.
They're also 4-4 since they started 4-0. Like, they haven't played great football for the whole season.
They're 8-4 overall.
Right.
Okay?
So
they're not playing good football. Are they playing bad football? They're 8-4.
Offensively, they're playing bad.
That's not what I asked you. It's a yes or no question. Are they playing good bad football? They're 8-4.
In the last two weeks, they've played bad. You know it, and I know it.
I'm not that, but you're still not answering the question.
You ain't answering the question, Joe.
At this point in the season, are they playing good or bad? Are they playing bad football? Yes or no?
I wouldn't call it bad. No.
Oh my God! What?
Would you call this a Super Bowl team?
They're 8-4.
Oh, stop. No.
You didn't answer the question, Andy.
Does this look like a Super Bowl team to you?
Would I say the Super Bowl team right now, they're number 2 in the NFC.
No, Andy, you didn't answer the question, Andy.
This is coping. This is coping.
Come on, Andy.
We've all seen it. We saw 24. We saw 22. We saw 17. We saw 04. We know what it looks like.
Hill, I'll answer for you. Before I get to that answer, Hugh. First class gas, two thumbs up, my man.
Thank you very much.
As far as are they a Super Bowl team? Absolutely, they're a Super Bowl team. You kidding me? Who scares you in the NFC?
We already beat the number one team
in the NFC.
When we're talking about everyone else, that means we don't feel strongly about ourselves. Andy, I love you, man, but come on. When the first thing you say about the Eagles being a true Super Bowl team this year is, well, everyone else sucks, it means you don't really believe in what we have. I mean, we've seen this before. I mean, Hugh, you said it earlier, and we've all said it. The way it looks right now, it doesn't look right.
Mm-mm.
We've seen it. We saw it last year. Now, again, I know they weren't a perfect passing offense by any stretch last year, but they were the best running team. They had the best defense.
It was ugly. It was gritty. It was ugly and gritty.
But they had something to count on each week.
Yes, they had bread and butter.
On one hand, we got Andy saying, appreciate this, and talking up what the era is, and it's been a great era. But we also, haven't we got to the point now where we know what great looks like versus not great?
Well, yeah.
We've seen enough great football here in the last 25 years, right? 04, 17, 22, 24. They've been to the Super Bowl 4 times. The Super Bowl seasons look different than the other ones, guys.
They look special.
Yeah, right.
They look special.
And there's been plenty of playoff seasons. I mean, you go back to 06, you go to 08, which they made a good run in. 9, 10, 13 with Chip. 18. 19, where they got knocked out in the first round. 23, 21. I mean, there's been so many of these. Like, can't we see the difference?
I think so. I think you could tell when the season is special. But the bottom line is this, Joe. For us, to me, when you say, hey, I'll take 3-2, you're just hoping for a miracle.
No, what I'm trying to do is stop the collapse.
That's what I think. Joe, you're hoping for something good to happen. You're not controlling the narrative. You're hoping, well, if we can win 3 and get in, maybe, because it's been said, or that's what Joe, maybe the offense gets going.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
right.
you get your stuff together.
They can't.
Joe.
If they had the answers, we would have seen them already.
There are still questions that we have not answered when it comes to the offense. We don't know what's going on. We don't know why the disconnect is.
Right, but they don't have the answer. Do you guys think they're going to start scoring 30 points a game at any point this season?
I feel like this, Joe.
Stop.
You got, like, to be honest, you have to have moments like this in order to get down to what's really going
They've
on.
They've had 3 months.
No, Joe, listen to what I'm saying. We have a good squad, right?
Mm-hmm.
We think we have a good coach. We got a lot of question marks. We know we're questioning the coordinator. We're questioning the quarterback. In order for it to be, or this Eagles team, or any Eagles team after this one, to be a sustainable commodity, we have to get down to the bottom of whatever this is.
Yeah, I get
that. We have to go through this. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the one thing that fans don't want to do, because it's the reality. It might not be cracked up to what you think it is.
I'm not built for another collapse.
No, but Joe, this is what has to happen.
Nope.
And this is the thing that I think people get mad about, because I never hear anybody comment. When we have these little snippets that we have on the air, they never comment on what's being said. They comment on what they don't want to hear. Why are you talking about that? The team is so and so and so. Why can't you be positive? Because something's wrong and you know it. You just don't want to talk about it because you want to sit in the tailgates and you want to drink your beers and have a good time and get a winning team and not really know what's going on. That's not how life works.
Bury your head in the sand.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you want to do.
Yes.
But something's wrong. Something's wrong somewhere. And you most folks are like, oh, as long as they're winning, it don't matter. No, it does matter. It really matters. Because we're talking about building a dynasty. You can't build a dynasty if the foundation is rocky. You can't. And that's the reality that nobody wants to deal with. That's why when I see this phone line lit up with everybody say, I'll take 3-2.
Oh, yeah.
You're not being realistic about what you're seeing.
Well, I do think there is something to, if they could stabilize and finish relatively strong, at least you feel like, okay, Sirianni got it back on track. He did not collapse 2 out of 3 years. We could figure out the issues after that. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's keep this going on the other side with your phone calls. We'll guess the takes coming up at 1 o'clock here.
Hello. It's Here's Helena Stucky.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
The time has arrived, Hugh Douglas. It is time for Hugh's Holiday Stocking, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhardt's Appliances. Hop on now, 215-592-9494 for your chance to win our qualifying prize at the entry for the grand prize. 215-592-9494 to play Hugh's Holiday Stocking. We'll give you a hint what's in there. You can ask yes or no questions coming up in just a few minutes right here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.